The drive up to the Gotthard Pass on the north side takes you through narrow gorges and over bridges which make you dizzy if you stop to look down. The peaks surrounding the pass, which lies in a kind of bowl, are shrouded in fog and cloud. It's summer on the Gotthard, and it's snowing. It's a bleak place, and it's hard to imagine the effort that must have been necessary to keep this pass open all year round for hundreds of years. Other important passes, such as the Brenner in Austria, the Great St. Bernard, or the Simplon, were all well-travelled routes by the time the Gotthard was opened at the end of the 12th century. But the Gotthard quickly established itself as the most popular route between northern and southern Europe. The former hospice run by monks on the Gotthard is still the best place for a hot drink and shelter. The building also houses a museum on the history of the pass. Its director, Carlo Peter Posten, explained that it took so long to open the Gotthard because of difficulties in the Schellenen Gorge.
It's related with the opening of the Schellenen, with the building of the most famous Devil's Bridge, but on the other side, the so-called Twerrenbrücke, the suspended bridge over the Reuss River in the Schellenen. This was the most difficult point of the total road of the Gotthard.
And it was these difficulties in the Schellenen Gorge which had prevented the Romans from using this pass regularly?
Yes, exactly. It's probably the Roman came through the Gotthard Pass. We don't have witnesses, but I think the Romans were stopped there at the entrance of the Schellenen, because of this gorge, it was only rocks, and they didn't get through.
The pass was the most direct trading route between Europe's most dynamic regions in the Middle Ages, Lombardy in the south, and the German states Champagne and Flanders in the north. Mule pack drivers carried cheese, cloth, leather, and metal goods from north to south, and returned with cereals, wine, oil, and raw silk and cotton. As Mr. Peter Posten explains, the importance of this trade route was such that it helped shape the future of the Alpine people who controlled the traffic.
The foundation of Switzerland is in one kind related with the Gotthard Road, because the road got a very big importance, not only from the earnings of the transport, but from the customs on the goods they brought through from Germany to Italy and from Italy to Germany. And so they got an economic value, very big, and the people who was ruling this traffic, they intended to rule it themselves and not have a foreign interference.
The people who controlled the traffic were those of Uri, Schwyz and Unterwalden in what is now central Switzerland. The outside interference came from the Habsburgs, who nominally controlled these areas. And so, to protect their trading route, Uri, Schwyz and Unterwalden signed a mutual defence pact in 1291, which is considered as the founding act of a future Swiss state. But the Habsburgs were not willing to give up such a prize lightly, and it was another 100 years before the Swiss were able to consolidate their territory and secure the northern side of the pass. It was then that they turned their attention to the southern side.
And then was the liberation from Milan of the south part of Switzerland. It means the valley of Leventina, Ticino to Bellinzona. And they battled in 1422 in Arbedo. The Swiss were beaten, but in 1478 in Giornico, they threw out the people of Milan. The Sforza was beaten in Giornico. And so the south part of the Gotthard Road was under confederation, under the Swiss.
By lunchtime, the snow has stopped on the Gotthard Pass. Souvenir stalls are being put out, and the tourists are beginning to arrive. Over 750,000 vehicles still use the pass every year. That's as many as before the opening of the Gotthard Road Tunnel in the 1980s. The Italian-speaking region on the southern side of the Alps was ruled directly by the Swiss Confederation until it became a canton in its own right in 1803. but Ticino remained a backwater until the building of the Gotthard Rail Tunnel. That was opened in 1882. Ticino pressed hard for the Gotthard Tunnel to be built, because after most of Italy was unified in 1861 and Rome erected customs barriers at its borders, Ticino was excluded from its traditional markets. Tadzio Bottinelli, a Ticinese geographer, says the railway tunnel was absolutely crucial for Ticino's development.
One thing you mustn't forget is that Ticino doesn't have any significant natural resources compared to areas north of the Alps, except maybe the sun, and that for peripheral regions such as Ticino, the railway was the medium which brought modernity, the Industrial Revolution, and a modernization of society more generally.
The railway brought closer relations with the rest of Switzerland, and after the Second World War in particular, with the rest of Europe. Mr. Bottinelli said the Gotthard link enabled Ticino to develop a coherent internal structure, which was necessary before it could benefit from these ties.
The railway unified Ticino along a north-south axis. In particular, it enabled Ticino, which was a largely artificial construction without an urban network of any cantonal significance, to develop in the years between 1880 and the First World War, the urban network which is still in place today.
And Mr. Bottinelli says the railway also led to the creation of a Ticinese identity.
I would simply say that it created Ticino's identity. Before that, there were various small bits of Lombard territory which lost their points of reference after Italian unification, which were Como and Milan. They discovered a new identity through Ticino's internal construction at this time, and not in reference to the exterior, thanks to the railway. In fact, the dialect we speak in Ticino was called, already around the time of the First World War, the railway dialect. So the unification of our dialects, the unification even of our eating habits, are the direct result of our expansion around this axis.
The fog has lifted from the Gotthard Pass, but facing northwards, there was only a barrier of grey cloud to be seen. Driving southwards, the skies were a beautiful warm blue, a perfect example of what it is that makes Ticino such a popular holiday destination. Tourism in Ticino, though, only started growing after the opening of the railway tunnel. But that tunnel no longer lives up to the expectations of high-speed rail travel and can no longer take the growing amount of cargo that travels between northern and southern Europe. That's why Switzerland is planning new transalpine rail tunnels. For some time, geological difficulties threatened to shelve plans for a new Gotthard tunnel. But given what the last railway has done for Ticino, the canton's fears of becoming a backwater again if the tunnel is not built led it to put up a fierce fight for Switzerland to commit itself to the new Gotthard. Ticino's Director of Justice and Police, Alex Pedrazzini, explains why the tunnel is so important.
I think this is one of the few subjects on which 298,000 Ticinesi out of 300,000 agree. It's a question of whether we want to have assets for the 21st century, or whether we simply want to be considered as a place where you come and spend a few pleasant days in the sun. And objectively, it's difficult to argue that the Gotthard is not the most direct route between northern and southern Europe. This is an opportunity for us, and we would be sorry if we ended up being left on the sidelines by a choice which, in my opinion, is artificial.
Remigio Ratti, a professor of economics at Ticino's new university and a member of the Swiss Parliament, says Switzerland is going through a period of reorganization. He says the globalization of the world economy is forcing the cantons to redefine their relation to the federal government. This is all the more true for Ticino, which is geographically the most isolated from the rest of Switzerland and naturally lies in Milan's sphere of influence. Mr. Ratti sees a new Gotthard tunnel as part of this redefinition of relations.
This will permit us to be in a stronger relation to the rest of Switzerland and in a better relation to the south, to Italy, and especially to Lombardy. And so the scenario of Ticino is a scenario of an intermediate region between Switzerland and Italy, between two metropolitan areas, the area of Zurich and the area of Milano. And for this, we need good transport, good communications.
So, nearly 800 years after the pass was opened, the Gotthard is still playing a major role in Switzerland's transport network. And once the new tunnel is built, will continue to be a major link well into the 21st century.